Raul Pindi look destined to be crowned Qadiazem Trophy champions at some point tomorrow. They set Islamabad 435 in the fourth innings and reduced him to 99 for 5 by stumps as Nasir Malik and Akhtar Ayub each struck twice. Any faint Islamabad hopes of victory now rest with their skipper Imad Wasim. Shoaib Nasir had early hit a career-best 177 in Raul Pindi's second innings, 398. He added 159 with skipper Babar Naeem, who made 75 for the fourth wicket. There were also useful contributions from Zahid Mansur and Talal Qureshi, while Junaid Nadir and Madassar Ali were the picks of the Islamabad attack with 3 wickets apiece. Maharashtra enjoyed a pleasing first day for their Ranji Trophy final against Karnataka in Hyderabad. They closed on 272 for 5, with Ankit Bourne unbeaten on 89. India under-19 captain Vijay Zoll was made available for this match only a couple of days ago, could manage just 5, as Chirag Kurana did the early run scoring by hitting 64. Abhimanyu Mittal was the pick of the Karnataka bowlers with 2 for 44 from 19 overs. Skipper Vinay Kumar, Srinath Aravind and Karan Nair were the other wicket takers. Titans' hopes of reaching the top 3 in South Africa's Ram Slam T20 challenge now hang by a thread, after they were defeated comprehensively by Dolphins, who now sit second in Centurion. Titans struggled to 115 for 7 in their 20 overs after being asked to bat, and never really recovered from 17 for 3. Farhan Bahadeen made 31, and Albie Morkel unbeaten 34, but Mathcoth Kazizi Shasi and Robbie Freilink each ended with a brace of wickets. Mornay Van Wyk and Cody Chetty then both made exactly 50 in the Dolphins' run chase, adding 84 for the second wicket, as they won by 8 wickets with 19 balls to spare. Western Australia players Tim Armstrong and Tom Triffitt have both been withdrawn from the state's under-23 match against Queensland due to disciplinary reasons. Triffitt was arrested by Queensland police in the early hours of Wednesday morning and charged with 2 counts of stealing and 1 of willful damage. Armstrong was not charged. Both players will now meet with the Western Australian Cricket Association management, but could theoretically play for Perth Scorchers in the Big Bash League semi-final on the 5th of February. Warwickshire County Cricket Club have reported a small financial surplus for 2013 after their successful hosting of the ICC Champions Trophy. They also topped the table for payments given to them by the ECB, supplying players to various England teams, and hosted Friends Life T20 Final Day. 2012 saw the club lose £668,000. Meanwhile, Alex Hales, Sant Patel, Ryan Tendulskar, Ian Bell and Kevin Peterson are among the county cricketers to put their names forward for the IPL auction on the 12th and 13th of February. Joss Butler and Ben Stokes have decided not to do so.